All right, back at it on the morning show. Here's what we have the show for, the daily podcast for this Monday morning, September 26th. Week 3 in the NFL just about to wrap up tonight. The Eagles with another extremely convincing win. It appears that they actually are legit. Maybe I'll factor that into my football pick segment later this week. Find out Friday. And speaking of football, there was a blowout worth mentioning in the college realm. We found out what states love as far as pumpkin spice products are concerned. Shared 4 random facts and thinned the herd. You know how we do Monday morning. Song stories today was all about Love is a Drug. We played Simple Secrets with a listener and had audio from an intercom hack on a flight this weekend. Here it all is. It's the Daily Podcast.
You went 1-2 again this week.
Yep. Yeah. I texted Steve on Sunday. I was like, I really wish I could have taken that Bills pick back. This is before the game.
Right.
When both their Pro Bowl safeties are out. I'm like, oh, great. Oh, here comes another 1-2.
I didn't even know that. Yeah. I didn't hear
that. I wish I knew that on Thursday.
Have you seen the video of the offensive coordinator?
Yes. Oh, it's great. Raging.
Went berserk at the end of the game, trashed everything, his computer, everything that was in front of him, just totally trashed up in the booth.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely amazing. I felt that. Eric Kemp, who was our listener who got to pick the Texans-Bears game, went with the Bears, and he won.
What a leap of faith.
Last-second field goal.
Yeah.
It wasn't really a leap of faith, though, Dave. It was the Texans.
I mean, true, but it's still the Bears.
Yeah, and it was 2.5 points, you know. So, but Eric Kemp, he's got $100, so that means we go back to $50 this coming Friday, and maybe this week you can be the person who gets the pick. Speaking of football, there was a college game this weekend. Stephen F. Austin against Warner.
I know Stephen F. Austin. That's where Jeremiah Trotter went.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
All right. Cool. All right.
X-Men.
Final score, 98-0.
Get out of here.
Really? 98-0.
Wow.
All right. It is the blowout to end all blowouts.
Is that a record?
Wow. It's got to be.
That's
it
insane.
It has to be a record. Can you imagine calling this game?
And we returned the action where, ooh, touchdown.
Yeah, that's right. A real barn burner and, ooh, touchdown.
And the quarterback drops back and, ooh, touchdown again.
Now they're on defense and there's a fumble and, ooh, he runs it back for a touchdown.
And the water boy has run out onto the field and he grabs the ball and, ooh, touchdown. Touchdown!
And the coach's wife runs out onto the field and, oh, touchdown!
We'll be right back after, oh, touchdown!
Yes, touchdown! We'll be touchdown! Right back, touchdown! After touchdown, this touchdown!
The John DeBella Podcast.
Silent breed is people!
You damn dirty ape!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Silent green.
MGK.
Ahead of us this morning, Simple Secrets, the opportunity to walk away with. What's our gift this week? Got Burger Brawl tickets?
Yes.
For Simple Secrets?
October 23rd, Xfinity Live.
Right.
60 different chefs and restaurants making burger samples.
Okay.
Eagles bye week.
All the details you need, WMGK.com.
Thank you
Ticket
so much.
Link. Yep.
You've taken the job out of my hands.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Here to help.
I was about to say all of that.
Wonderful.
Thank you both. All right.
Got it.
Well, I'll just go back to 57 degrees outside. That's
Can't
it.
Wait for the next burger drop here at the station.
Right. Yes, indeed.
Whether it's us or somebody else.
By the way, there's a story this morning about, do you pumpkin spice?
No.
My wife
with certain things. I like pumpkin beer.
But that's not necessarily.
Coffee's probably as close as I get to it. So the Wawa pumpkin spice is good.
Really?
Yeah, I like to mix it with the Colombian. Yeah.
I mean, I like spice cake. I like those Irwin's spice cookies.
Oh, yeah, those are awesome.
The orange
dip them in
brown,
milk.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah. Halloween cookies, as we used to call them.
Right.
Yeah, but I just don't go. I mean, it is amazing, this list of, you know, state by state of what they're into, and some of them make no sense at all.
All right.
Here in Pennsylvania, the most popular pumpkin spice thing, do you know what it is?
Candles.
Candles. No.
Peeps.
Candy corn.
Nope.
Is it candy?
Nope. No, not at all. It's pumpkin spice vodka.
Oh, God. Ugh.
Yeah,
that sounds probably
disgusting.
A pumpkin pie vodka.
I've never even seen that.
Or is that might
probably. Yeah, I think I've seen a Pinnacle.
Pinnacle, yeah. They have every flavor on earth.
Yeah, right.
Like berries you never even heard of.
In Jersey, it's pumpkin spice Oreos.
No.
In Delaware, it's pumpkin spice cold foam from Dunkin's. Dunkin's is a cold foam thing.
Yeah, I'll mess with that.
But I mean, you know, it's the in Virginia, it's pumpkin spice dump cake.
Dump. Oh, must be a Virginia
what
thing.
What the hell is dump cake?
I don't know. Kind of sounds like pound
a couple
cake.
Dump cakes.
All right, and Rhode Island pumpkin spice hot chocolate. That sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
All right. You know,
could be worse. It's not chips.
Right.
That's probably some state down south, right?
All right. Dump cake looks like it's in like a casserole dish. Almost looks like a pie, but it's made in a casserole dish.
Okay. All right. In New York, it's pumpkin spice biscotti.
Right.
In Vermont,
pumpkin spice syrup.
You got
yep.
it.
Has to be.
You got
has
it.
To be. That's
all
a
right.
lock.
And then in South Carolina, this is the one that pumpkin spice hummus.
No.
Oh,
that is yeah, that no. is no, no, absolutely no. disgusting. I mean, just the idea of you know driving up and getting one of those is.
Can I take your order?
Yeah, I'd like 50 grams of sugar. 14 grams of fat, 50 grams of carbs, some caffeine, salt, diglycerides, and a little pumpkin puree, please.
One pumpkin latte. Please pull forward.
CCR, have you ever seen the rain? Boy, did we see it yesterday, or at least Steve and I saw it. Mm-hmm. David, there was no rain up on you at all?
A little, but nothing you know, worth remarking on.
It was torrential. I mean, I was at home. We had windows open all over the house, and I'm working downstairs in the basement, so I can't hear anything. I can't see anything. Lisa calls and says, can you believe this? And I said, believe what? And he goes, oh, my God, you're in the basement. Get upstairs, close all the windows. Right? And by the time I got upstairs, that's when the torrential part of the rain started.
I was in it. Yeah, we were leaving the Phillies game.
Really?
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
With two kids.
It opened up. And an 8.5 month pregnant wife or 8 month pregnant
oh,
wife.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're running to the car, like 20 yards from the car in the sky. And it was like the big fat rain and a lot of it.
Yeah.
And we looked like we got out of a pool when we got into the car.
That must have been a waddle that was fun to watch.
Yeah, she goes, I think I either broke my pelvis or I'm in labor. One of the two.
She'd never know.
57 degrees outside right now. Mostly sunny today with the temperature going up to 75. Cindy.
Yes.
You know, we were talking pumpkin spice before, and I know you're a pumpkin spice fan. Do you know what the number one pumpkin spice flavored or scented thing is in this country?
Pumpkin spice latte.
No.
No?
That's a good guess.
Nope.
Is it a drink?
Nope.
Wow. Oh, man. Circus peanuts.
Nope.
Bath bomb.
Kitty litter.
Come on, Sin. Step your game up.
Yeah, I expected you to
I didn't know about that.
Kitty litter is the number one pumpkin spice, I guess, scented thing. If it's flavored, I want to know what your problem is.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You were going to put that somewhere. You're sick.
102.9.
Probably means the end of a great career.
Yeah, I would say so.
MGK.
You're fired.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, our friends with a truck. They make junk disappear. Roxy Music was just in town a week ago. They played The Man. And Love is a Drug, which came out in 1975 on the Siren album, was not only a popular song on rock radio, but it was the first single that Roxy Music and Brian Ferry ever got to even chart. And here's what Brian had to say about it.
It started off as a really slow, almost church anthem, dirge type of thing. I sort of tarted it up a bit. It became quite sprightly. The others would never know what I was going to sing. Usually they'd go away. I'd preferred us to be with the producer and the engineer. And I remember them being suitably knocked out when I did it. To me, it was like a prototype rap record. It was virtually spoken rhythmically rather than sung. While the band was away, Chris, Thomas and me, we did this sound effects thing of car and walking up the gravel path. It was rather nice.
This happened on a flight over the weekend. Some guy, I'm assuming it's a guy, because, again, no woman would attempt to do this, hacked into the intercom system on a plane.
Okay.
And everybody's sitting on the plane and they're hearing this. just as the plane's flying along.
Why? Why?
I have no idea at all. And eventually, it comes down to this. All right, hang on, I'm make sure I got the other one off because I say I got two running at the same time. All right, here we go. Come on. Come on, you little bastard.
Ladies and gentlemen, we realize there is an extremely irritating sound coming over the public announcement. The flight deck is trying to troubleshoot, trying to turn it off. So please be patient with us. We know this is a very odd anomaly, and none of us are enjoying it. So we do appreciate your attention just for a few more moments until we figure out how to turn it off. Thank you.
How do you hack into a plane's...
I have no idea. I have no idea how they managed to do it, but boy, did they manage to do it.
I know who it is! I know who the monster is!
All right, let's hear it.
What are you waiting for?
Well, come on!
Who is it? Tell us!
It's John DeBella.
It is so.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's the one!
I am!
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
It is time for us to get to Simple Secrets. This is where we ask someone four either-or questions and one direct question, and you have to guess how they answer that direct question. Get it right, and you get a pair of tickets to our Burger Brawl. Oh, this is happening on the 23rd of October. It's a bye week for the birds, so you can take the day off and come out and enjoy all this food. Over 60 of the area's leading restaurants and chefs, live music, there's activities all day, and it all goes to a great cause. If you want more information about it, it's sitting at WMGK.com. But this morning we have Diana on the line. Good morning, Diana. How are you? I am fine. You don't sound very upbeat this morning. Do you have a late night?
No, it's Monday.
It's
not.
Oh, is that it? Yeah.
You're summer feeling, girl.
Okay. All right. Where are you from, Donna?
Northeast Philly.
And what do you do for a living?
I am an administrative assistant.
All right. Married? Children?
Yes. Yes.
Yes and yes. How many?
Two children.
Boys, girls?
13-year-old boy, 10-year-old girl.
Where in the Northeast?
What would you call it? Longhurst.
Okay.
All right. All right. Now, you understand how we do Simple Secrets?
I believe so. You play me a clip and then...
I'm going to give you four either-or questions and then one direct question, and people have to figure out how you answered that direct question.
Okay.
All right. You ready for it?
Yes.
Here we go. Eagles or Phillies?
Eagles.
Get paid to drink wine or get paid to drink coffee?
Oh, geez. That's coffee.
Pizza or Chinese food on Fridays?
Chinese.
Brand new smartphone or brand new computer?
Smartphone.
Have you ever brought a sex toy on vacation? What do you think? To MGK, MGK, that's 645, 645. Did Diana ever bring a sex toy on vacation? Be the person who gets this right or be in the group of correct answers, and you will get a pair of tickets to see the Burger
Brawl.
Brawl. We have Diana on the line, and you heard her. The question is how did she answer that fifth question? You got your yeses, we got our noes. Let's go to the phone once again and get the replay. So here's where we started. Eagles or Phillies?
Eagles.
Get paid to drink wine or get paid to drink coffee?
Oh, geez. That's coffee.
Pizza or Chinese food on Fridays?
Chinese.
Brand new smartphone or brand new computer?
Smartphone.
Have you ever brought a sex toy on vacation?
No.
I love the laugh.
Yeah, the chuckle.
That led me to think she was going to say, of course.
Right. Yeah, I was going to ask, are you sure? you're not keeping something from us, are you?
No.
Right. Diana, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
Bye now.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Shut up!
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
In the herd. In the herd.
This criminal mastermind. very important step in his evil scheme. A 41-year-old man in Tennessee named Marcello Moore drove to a gas station. Let me say that again. He drove to a gas station early Friday morning and tried to rob the place. He walked into the store, stuck a gun underneath the plexiglass divider, and demanded money from the woman working behind the counter. The woman behind the counter was a 78-year-old and wasn't having it. She ducked under the counter, and Marcello panicked and bolted. He drove off, but the cops caught up with him when he ran out of gas.
Oh, I hate that.
Right? He jumped out of the car and tried to make a run for it, but he got caught and got arrested. It was a gas station.
In the herd.
Steve?
45-year-old Ralph Carpino is facing charges after a delivery guy showed up to a house to his house with a pizza that he didn't order. Ralph decided to pull a gun on the guy. Saturday night, upstate New York in Saugerties, a Domino's driver knocked on Ralph's door. The response he got was a loaded Glock in his face. So he left the property, called 911. Police showed up, and Ralph told them he pulled a gun because he never ordered a pizza. Turns out somebody in his house did. They didn't tell Ralph. The Domino's guy had the right address. They arrested Ralph for menacing in the second degree and criminal possession of a weapon in the fourth degree. He's due in court this month.
In the herd.
Yeah, pulling off the perfect crime takes skill, planning, luck, and knowledge of your surroundings. In Seattle, a would-be car thief was missing a good chunk of those traits because reports say Erica Sweezy has been accused of attempting to steal a car. And her getaway was foiled when she drove through clearly marked barricades and got the car stuck in fresh concrete right into the slop. From there, she made a run for it, accompanied by her kid and tracking. Oh, yeah, she had her kid with her for this.
Oh, my God.
So I'm assuming they both got concrete on their shoes. That's how they got caught eventually, and she was arrested.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, have you ever had a crazy neighbor?
Oh, yeah.
I bet you're not as crazy as this guy. All last week, a guy near Denver named Sean Todd was annoyed because his neighbor kept pounding on the shared wall between their two apartments. He called the cops on Thursday to complain about it, but when they knocked on the neighbor's door, the neighbor didn't answer. The banging got even louder later that night, though, and into Friday morning until suddenly his neighbor broke through the wall with a hammer.
Wow. Oh, man.
That's not the crazy part. The crazy part is because while Sean was watching, his neighbor then reached through the hole and he had a gun pointed at him. He shoved the barrel of an AR-15 through the wall and pointed it at Sean.
It's like a cartoon.
I know. The neighbor is a 48-year-old James Grambrell Jr. He doesn't sound like he has a beef with Sean specifically, and it's not clear what the problem was, and what? He wasn't done. While the cops were responding, James set his apartment on fire, and everyone had to evacuate. Holy. Luckily, no one got hurt, but he's facing charges for attempted homicide, felony menacing, and arson.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock. 102.9. MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.